offensive line, giving him all kinds of time to sit back there and pick this defense apart.
From the 44 of Wisconsin, first and 10 for USC. Branch and Lane out wide to the right with Branch in the slot. Kyron Hudson is out to the left. Woody Marks back in there at running back. Cade Eldridge, the tight end, wing on the left side. As the handoff goes to Marks, trying to work his way off the left side, taken down at the 41-yard line. Good open field stop by Leon Lowry, the outside linebacker. Transfer from Syracuse. Gain of 3, second down and 7 for USC.
Really good job, because Lowry was blocked up pretty well by the left guard for USC. Had his hands in and fought off, because if he doesn't shed that block, that's a first down run.
Instead, it's 2nd and 7 for the Wisconsin 41-yard line. 7:40 left in the first quarter. The Badgers and the Trojans are tied at 7. Eldridge, the tight end, motions right to left, comes back the other way. On 2nd down, Moss back to throw, stands at the 50, whips it to the right side, and it's incomplete, intended for Branch. Ricardo Hallman on the coverage. Pass way off the mark, and it's now 3rd and 7 USC at the Wisconsin 41-yard line.
Yeah, nice job. I think Chaney did a nice job of coming in, kind of reading through the little rollout, and you have to put some pressure. You can't let him sit back and just dissect. Good shot on the quarterback right as he was throwing the football, and that allows you to set up this 3rd and 7.
Sebastian Cheeks in there, an outside linebacker for Wisconsin. Three receivers right now. Eldridge at the tight end, motions to the formation. Back to throw, Miller Moss. A lot of time to look again. Over the middle, pass is dropped by Jay Fair at the 30-yard line. Chaney on the coverage. Oh, Jay Fair, the junior receiver, had it in his hands. He could not corral it. And it's 4th down and 7 from the Wisconsin 41-yard line. And Eddie Chaplisky, the punter, is on the field for USC.
Yeah, Chaney had pretty good coverage there, but Moss threw it up a perfect dot. Thank goodness he dropped it, because that's a first down. And Moss was begging let's go for it here. Riley is bringing out the punt team. Good stop there by Wisconsin's defense.
No one averages more per punt than Chaplisky. His goal here is to pin Wisconsin deep. Tyrell Henry is back for Wisconsin. Henry signals for the fair catch, and he'll make it across the 10-yard line in Wisconsin territory. So the Badgers get the stop and a 30-yard punt from Eddie Chaplisky. Break in the action. Game-changing performance on your farm begins with ag equipment that's made for more. Discover the entire lineup of Floss tractors, combines, forage harvesters, and more. Visit CLAAS.com. We'll step away. 7:15 left of the first quarter. Wisconsin 7, USC 7. This is Badger football from Learfield.
In the game of life, every moment counts. Every decision matters. And every choice can make a difference between winning and losing. At Cleary, we understand the importance of a strong foundation. Whether it's a gym, a community center, or a place for your business to grow, we build your dreams. So whether you're building a foundation or creating a legacy, your vision is our mission. Cleary Building Corp. Since 1978. Explore clearybuilding.com today.
If you want to be a running back, there's only one place to go. Running Back U, baby. Right here at Wisconsin, where legendary players and unbeatable records are born. And when you want to defeat cancer, there's only one place to go. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, where our own unbeatable team takes on cancer like no other hospital. From pioneering new treatments to defeating cancers no one else could, right here is where the best of the best come together to change the game. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
More than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. Before the Badgers go back on offense, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Badgers will start at their 12-yard line. And Darian Dupree will now be in the Wisconsin backfield, the freshman out of Chicago. Getting more and more turns. We're getting some more work in practice this week. A young man who caught our earlier broadcast, he can catch the ball out of the backfield, did so at a high rate in his senior year at Mount Carmel High School, and also ran for better than 1,000 yards. Lines up to the right of Braden Locke. Riley Nowakowski, wing on the left. So take that slot on the left. Will Pauling on the right. Locke, a little delay. Hand off to Dupree. Across the 15, across the 20-yard line. Bangs his way up to the 22. And a gain of 10 and a first down for Wisconsin.
Yeah, really good job of delaying that. Locke sold it. Got the linebackers to drop a little bit. And good job by the guys up front getting up to that second level.
They get back on the ball. Three receivers right, one on the left. Here's a receiver screen. Pauling dropped it. Tried to turn and go. Greedy Vance was up on to Pauling right away, the nickelback for USC. Incomplete. Second down and 10 for the Badgers at their 22-yard line.
Yeah, it'll kind of a little bit of a missed block on that. It was not going to be going anywhere anytime soon. Anyways, if you're going to do those, you have to have good perimeter blocking at the point of attack. That wasn't the case. Actually fortunate to drop that one.
Darian Dupree to the left of Locke. Jackson Aker to the right of the quarterback. Will Pauling slot to the right on second and 10. And the handoff goes to Dupree off the right side, squeezing through and getting to the 25-yard line. Gavin Meyer, the Franklin, Wisconsin native, played 4 years in Wyoming. Now a defensive tackle for USC, makes the stop, and it's third down and 7 for Wisconsin.
And I love Dupree. He went and hit that hole quickly. These are some of the things. When you have a young player, you're going to go. That was the case there where you have to, in the zone scheme, you have to sometimes read it, put your foot in the ground. There was a hole. I think if he had cut it back, a little bit more space.
Vinny Anthony, Trechka Kahuna, Will Pauling to the left. C.J. Williams to the right. Play clock is at 5. Jackson Aker, the running back. Snap to Locke. Looks. Whips it left side. It's behind Anthony. Incomplete. Near the 30-yard line on the far side. So the Badgers are forced to punt on 4th and 7 at their 25-yard line.
Yeah, it looked as if there was a couple of different options there. Obviously, you try to get the ball out of the hand quick and pick up that 7 yards for the first down. But Trent was also, he looked like almost like a fake pick. And he was coming. You look to see Phil Longo is going to dial that up again because USC collapsed quickly. The down the field throw was there.
Zachariah Branch is deep. Atticus Bertram's on the punt. A low liner, but he steered it away from Branch. It hits inside the 20, inside the 10. Sprinting down there is Hunter Waller. He'll touch it up at the 1. Atticus Bertram's 74-yard punt, and the Trojans begin at their 1-yard line.
Well, I told you that grass, baby, was good. You can putt it, let it roll. That looked like not a great punt, and all of a sudden, rip, dropped and right down to the 1. Beautiful job by Bertram.
We'll take a break. 5:56 left in the first quarter. Wisconsin 7, USC 7. This is Badger football from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making, they're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Badger football lives here.
Oh, my goodness!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, "I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Wisconsin, check out another winning lineup at BadgerlandChevy.com or visit your local Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud sponsor of Badger football. Badgers and SC tied at 7, 5:56 left in the first quarter. Let's get an injury update as we check in with Patrick.
Wisconsin starting nickel corner Max Lofi has gone to the locker room. He's skipped the Mueller Sports Medicine injury tent altogether and gone right to the locker room. He's dealing with an upper body injury, and they're calling him questionable. Definitely not ruling him out for the rest of this game, but he's getting some work done in the locker room. Hopefully he'll be able to come back. In his stead, I would look for safety Austin Brown to roll into that nickel starting spot for the Badger defense.
All right, and that Badger defense has SC pinned at its own one-yard line. After the 74-yard punt for Bertrams, he hit it low but steered it away from Zachariah Branch. And that ball had some run on it when it hit the turf. Ryan Jackson to the right of Miller Moss. Woody Marks to the left of the quarterback. Zachariah Branch slot to the right for the SC 1 yard line. First and 10 for the Trojans. As Moss surveys the defense, takes the snap, he'll give it to Jackson, and he gets belted by Leon Lowry at the 3 yard line. Boy, what a stick from the Wisconsin outside linebacker. Second down and 8.
Yeah, that RPO, tucks it, gave it to him, and you said it, you can feel it up here. Lowry just crashes down off of that right tackle, comes down and made him pay. Big time hit.
Same backfield combo, two receivers right, one on the left. Second and 8 for USC from its own 3 yard line. 7-7 here with 5:25 left in the first quarter. Moss gets the snap. He'll give it to Jackson. He got hit into the end zone and was able to sneak out of it. And then Aaron Witt wrapped him up at the 2 yard line. A loss of 1, and it's 3rd and 9 for the Trojans.
Yeah, that was just great penetration by Hills. He got in there, got under the right guard, and blew up the play. Very fortunate that they were able to get out of the end zone, because that's the thing you can't have down there. Wisconsin's defensive line making a couple of nice plays on these first two plays of this drive.
Hills stays in there along with Ben Barton. Branch slot to the left. Kyron Hudson wide to the left. Kyle Ford to the right as the handoff goes to Marks off the left side, across the 5, across the 10, and he will get up to the 12-yard line and a first down. On 3rd and 9, he gets 10, and a fresh set of downs for USC.
And that just guts you, because there, obviously, we thought that there was going to be a throw. They decide to go with just a simple play off the left tackle, picked up the first.
And quickly back on the ball, here's Marks again, probing the left side, slowed down by Aaron Witt. Gain of a couple to the 14-yard line of USC. Second down and 8. 4:10 left of the first quarter. Wisconsin 7, USC 7.
Yeah, Aaron Witt did a really good job there, kind of reading it and take away space. He was able to kind of pinch down off of USC's left tackle, squeeze that, and only giving up a 2-yard pickup.
With three receivers, including Quentin Joyner, who is wide to the right. Now he will motion into the backfield. Branch lines up wide to the right. With Jacoby Lane to the slot, Kyron Hudson is out to the left for the SC 14-yard line. Moss to throw, whips it to the left, and that's caught by Hudson across the 20-yard line. Wrestled down by Nizir Forcurine at the 23 of the near side. First down, USC.
Wisconsin brought a little bit of pressure. Again, you can't let Moss just sit in that backfield and dissect things. Brought a little pressure. Good throw to the short side of the field. Picked up the first.
We'll go empty in the backfield. Three receivers right, two on the left. Quentin Joyner is wide to the right. And now Joyner will come into the backfield. Cade Eldridge, the tight end, will flip to the right side. First and 10, USC for the Trojans, 23-yard line. This possession started at the USC 1. Back to throw, Moss. And tries to sling it to the right side. A short pass caught by Hudson, but he gets wrapped up by Nizir Forcurine at the 21-yard line. Loss of a couple. Hudson had to reach out to grab it, and it ends up costing a couple of yards. Second down and 12.
Curtis comes in, laid a really nice left-handed one. Kind of just snared it right out of the air. Probably would have been better if he dropped it, but great job by Wisconsin to collapse, get him for a 2-yard loss.
Second down and 12 for USC from its own 21-yard line. Joyner, the running back, to the right of Miller Moss. He was 28 of 51 through the air last week against Michigan. Ross takes the snap, gives it to Joyner over the right side of the line, crashing across the 25 and pops his way across the 30 to the 32-yard line. So he gets 11, and it's third down and one for USC.
Yeah, again, went with a three down and then kind of just stood up. Lowry is standing up, kind of floating around and thinking you're going to pass the football. And USC is now twice has kind of gotten Wisconsin in a position where they thought it was going to be a throw and ran it, picked up the first down before, and here came a yard short, third and one.
Third down and one with Joyner, the running back. He'll shift to the right of Miller Moss. Two receivers right, Deuce Robinson to the left. Here's the handoff, or rather keeping it as Moss bending around the right end across the 35, a little spin move up across the 40 to the 41-yard line. A penalty marker is down as well at the end of the play. So he doesn't do it much, but he does it a little, Miller Moss, keeping it, and he runs for the first down. We'll check the penalty.
Yeah, I think Zachman laid a little too much extra mustard at the end of the play. Hopefully it's not a targeting.
Officials talking about it here.
There's
Here's
no
the call.
Foul on the play.
All right,
the
good.
Contact was deemed legal.
We like that.
First down.
Yeah, we've seen Wisconsin down on the goal line kind of squeeze that defense, whether it's Witt or if it's been Lowry squeezing. Well, USC sees the same thing we're doing. Quarterback then holds it because our defensive ends are squeezing so hard down on the tailback. That was an easy read and picked up. Very fortunate we didn't get a penalty on it.
Minute and a half left in the first quarter, 7-7. Another first and 10 for USC at its own 41-yard line. The possession started at the Trojans' one. Slot right, slot left. Here's the handoff from Moss to Joyner, trying to bounce it out to the left, has space across the 45-yard line and gets cut down by Xavier Lucas at the 47 on a gain of 6.
Well, they pulled their right guard and right tackle, and actually Wisconsin's defensive line did a pretty good job of getting some penetration and bottling it up, but Austin Brown got a little nosy and was able to get sealed, and that allowed him to bounce it and pick up a quick 5 or 6 yards.
And who is that nickel, as Patrick said, in place of the banged up Max Lofi? Jacoby Lane slot on the right side. Zachariah Branch slot on the left. Now coming in motion is the tight end, Walker Lyons. Little play fake. Miller Moss winds it up, throws left side for Branch. Yeah. It is picked off by Preston Zachman. Down to the turf at the 25-yard line. Terrific coverage on Branch from Preston Zachman as the Badgers force the turnover.
Really good job of getting pressure, getting a little push, and then Zachman did a great job of locating, high-pointing the football. Big-time turnover.
That is just the third turnover for a Badgers opponent, the second interception of the season. As the Badgers are back on offense at their 25-yard line, tied at 7 with 37 seconds left in the first quarter.
Oh, just great job of fighting through a little hand contact. Good hand battle there with USC's wideout, but locating the football on high point. It's great. We needed that.
Trips to the left. Ches Malusi is the running back as Braden Locke gets him lined up. Takes the snap, takes the hand off to Ches. One pump. Now throws left side. High pass incomplete. Sailing well over the head of Tretch Kekahuna. And it's second down. Down and 10 for the Badgers at their own 25-yard line.
And on that interception, again, the name we've called a bunch already in this first quarter, Hills, doing a really good job of just getting right into that right guard and shoving him right back into the lap of Moss, and that allowed you to make that earlier throw, and it all is sick. It all just kind of works its way through that chain.
Kekahuna slot to the right. Tucker Ashcraft in motion lines up slot to the left on second and 10 for the Badgers, their own 25-yard line. Locke looking to throw. Time to scan. Winds it up. Throws right side. Incomplete again. Well over Kekahuna. Kamari Ramsey on the coverage, and it's third and 10 for the Badgers at their own 25-yard line.
That looks like there's a flag. We'll see what that, hopefully. He doesn't look really comfortable yet on these just straight drops. That comes a little bit of time. He's getting a little bit happy, trying to, there's plenty of good protection there to step up into that pocket.
26 seconds left in the opening quarter. Wisconsin and USC tied at 7.
Ineligible player downfield. Paul Fitz, number 38. That penalty is declined. Third down.
Tucker Ashcraft?
Must have been on the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
There has to be something there because obviously he's an eligible receiver, but he must have lined up in an ineligible spot.
Luke Fickell looking for a little clarification there, but USC turns it down and pass incomplete. So it's third down and 10 for the Badgers at their own 25-yard line. Jackson Aker in at running back. Three receivers left, one on the right. Snap the lock, four-man rush, swinging it left side, caught by Aker. Outside the numbers, 25 to the 30-yard line, and he gets chopped down across the 30-yard line at about the 31. Zion Branch out of the secondary, Zachariah's brother over there to make the play for the Trojans, and it's fourth and four for the Badgers at their 31-yard line.
Pretty good job by Wisconsin's perimeter of blocking that up. That was, you know, pretty tall task for Jackson Aker to pick up 10 on a little flare pass out to the left side. USC won that on first and second down, being able to get those two incompletions. You don't want to be living in a third and 10 situation.
And we have hit the end of the first quarter. Wisconsin football brought to you by Cleary Building. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. And when life gets real, start at Kohl's, where we've lowered prices on thousands of items your family needs for whatever life brings. Kohl's, where families come first. At the end of one at the L.A. Coliseum, Wisconsin 7, USC 7. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Jones, we make our sausage, bacon, and ham the traditional way, with simple ingredients and a commitment to distinctive quality. But what we're really proud of is how they taste. Our bacon is dry-aged. Almost no other manufacturer takes the time to do that. And our all-natural roll sausage is made with just three ingredients: pork, salt, and spices. That's it. It's attention to detail and quality that you can taste in every bite. At Jones, we've been making breakfast better since 1889, and we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Wisconsin families are getting crushed today. We're paying more for food, clothes, gas than ever. Our open border has allowed over 10 million illegal immigrants into our country the last 4 years, driving up the cost of health care and housing for every one of us. For too long, these career politicians have failed our country. I'm not anything like these people. I'm a business guy who lives in a world where actually solving problems matters. I'm Eric Hovde, candidate for the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message because it's time for change.
Paid for by Hovde for Wisconsin.
The LA Coliseum, Mike Heller with you on a scoreboard update. We're tied 7-7 starting the second quarter. In a moment, Wisconsin will be punting. Last night, Rutgers beat Washington 21-18. Rutgers now 4-0 and 1-0 in the Big Ten. Earlier this afternoon, Michigan, number 12 in the country, holds off Minnesota 27-24. The Wolverines are 2-0 in the Big Ten. Indiana goes to 5-0 and 2-0 in the league, 42-28 over Maryland. Nebraska improves to 1-1 in the Big Ten, 4-1 overall. They win 28-10 at Purdue. Ohio State and Michigan State tonight. Illinois at Penn State at 6:30 tonight. Number 8 Oregon will play at UCLA. And one upset in the top 25. Ole Miss, number 6 in the country, gets beat at home by Kentucky.
Ooh. Big surprise there in the SEC. I tell you, Indiana has been about as impressive as anyone in the league. Not going to be talked about nearly as much as, you know, the Blue Bloods, but Kirk Cignetti doing some work in his early stage of the season for the Hoosiers. Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/contest for your chance to be the Culver's VIP family at a UW football game this season. Families will be selected with a chance to compete for cash on the field at halftime. That's uwbadgers.com/contest. The Badgers will be punting on the first snap of the second quarter, 7-7 the score. Both quarterbacks with a touchdown pass in quarter number one is Atticus Bertrams. Will be punting. His first effort went for 74 yards. Zachariah Branch is deep. Trojans will go left to right as we see it in quarter number two.
We figure out if that's north to south yet, east to west?
I would think the Badgers are punting south to north. That'd be my guess. Okay. It is today. The kick is away from Branson. It goes through him. Did it hit him? That's the question. It's still loose. The Badgers pounce inside the 20-yard line. Wisconsin football. Branch tried to scoop it up. And the question was, did it go through the wickets untouched or not? The officials say it was touched, and the Badgers come up with it on a golden opportunity here early in the second quarter.
That's a big-time play, and I don't know if he touched it initially, but one of the other USC guys did think that he touched it, went to pounce, jumped, missed it, and Wisconsin pounces, giving a short field big-time. Bertrams has been a money player so far in this game.
Boy, no kidding, and the Badgers have entered the Case IH red zone. Visit caseih.com/Badgers is off of that muffed punt. The Badgers will take over. I believe that was Vinny Anthony who pounced for Wisconsin. Here's Locke handing off left side inside the 15. Walker to the 10. Walker to the 5. Walker to the end zone. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Tawee Walker from 18 yards away. And the Badgers take the lead in the opening seconds of quarter number two.
That's how you do a sudden change right there. You hand it off to Walker, and Tucker Ashcraft did a fantastic job of pulling out, kicking out his first guy, and then climbing up the next level to seal. Walker patiently waited for the block to develop and basically walked in to set the tone for this second quarter. What a great start for the Wisconsin Badgers.
13-7 Wisconsin. Nathaniel Vaco's signed for the PAT. It is in the air, and it is good. So, I think I mentioned Anthony. I believe that was Leon Lowry who pounced on the muffed punt, and the Badgers waste no time cashing in. So we will take a break. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. 14:44 left in the first half. Wisconsin 14, USC 7. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
In the heartland, where ambition thrives, there are those who are made and those who are made for more. Just like the Badgers on game day, Kloss, a leading producer of ag equipment, unleashes the power of ambition in the field. Discover why our cutting-edge machinery and unwavering support aren't just a promise, they're a commitment to your success. Because at Kloss, we know you are made for more. Visit your Kloss dealer or CLAAS.com.
Bucky says, on Wisconsin. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Searching for the best pizza in Racine? Head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones. Ferraro's has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. September presents a limited time flavor pack special. The Philly cheese steak pizza, creamy Alfredo sauce, tender chopped beef, and melted provolone topped with fresh onions and green peppers. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Here's to celebrating everyone's favorite time of year in Wisconsin with all our arty, fun-loving, foodie, feasting fall events. There's Kohler Food and Wine, Aaron's Art on Wheels at Road America, Red Cliff Cultural Days, Holy Hill Art and Craft Fair, and the Fests. Wassa's Ginseng Fest, Warren's Cranberry Fest, Bayfield Apple Fest, Milwaukee Film Fest. Whew. There's a whole lot of fall fun to be had in Wisconsin. Find more events at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
I'm glad he did, because that probably would have been tough to see otherwise.
Tawee Walker, an 18-yard touchdown run as the Badgers quickly capitalize on the USC muffed punt. We're 16 seconds into the second quarter. It's now Wisconsin 14, USC 7.
Yeah, I've been a little nervous. Just looking at time of possession and, you know, typically, you know, obviously Wisconsin, it's a different era. Typically at time of possession, it's 11 minutes 33 to 3 minutes and 43 seconds, and that's where you punt it, you give it back. You don't want your defense out on the field all day. And just the punt game, the 74-yarder to pin them back, get the football back, and then that muffed punt. and then you get the jugular right there. You go for it, and really good blocking off the left side. And then Walker, the patience for him to see it, read it, and then hit it. Big time play to get this second quarter started.
By the way, I was right the first time. That was Vinny Anthony who pounced on it for Wisconsin, looking at the second replay. But Tausch, you were on it. If it wasn't Zachariah Branch touching it, it was Deuce Robinson who did. So
pretty good start for Vinny Anthony today.
No kidding. First career touchdown. 63-yard connection with Braden Locke in the first quarter, and then pouncing on a muff punt as Gavin Lahm will send one out of bounds this time, keeping it away from Branch, yes, but this one was yanked out of bounds. So now the Trojans will start at their 35, first and 10.
They just don't like to make things easy. Let's figure out how we can make things more difficult. You know, we've been raving about all of the touchbacks, and obviously you're kicking whatever south to north again to the wind, and you give up another 15 yards. So here we go. Let's get this thing fired back up. And now this defense is getting to play with a lead, and we'll see how USC approaches that. But I like some things we've seen, especially in that second part where the turnover, we're getting some push. Elijah Hill has been doing really nice, getting some pressure. We're going to continue to need to see these interior defensive linemen get after this quarterback.
Ben Barton, Kurt Neal, the down lineman for Wisconsin. Woody Marks, the running back. Zachariah Branch, slot to the right for the SC 35-yard line, first and 10. Boss gets the snap, back to throw, four-man rush, lots of time, throws, caught by Branch, breaking left across midfield to the 45-yard line, steered out of bounds by Austin Brown at the 40-yard line into Wisconsin territory. So a gain of 25 as Moss now 8 of 12 through the air, and he connects with Zachariah Branch, and very quickly the Trojans are back into Wisconsin territory.
Yeah, USC's doing a really good job keeping Wisconsin's defense off balance. A lot of first down throws, third down runs. They're really making it difficult for Tressel here.
Trips to the right. You got Branch, Kyle Ford, Kyron Hudson all off to the right. And play is whistled right before the snap. A penalty marker flies, and they're pointing USC.
A little jumpy, yeah.
Offside. Offense, number 81. Line up in the neutral zone. 5-yard penalty. First down.
Not an everyday call, but we've seen a face mask on an opening kick that went out of bounds. So of the unusual.
So offside, they blow it dead, too. Okay, learning something new.
First and 15.
We'll take it.
Yeah, first and 15 for the Trojans at the Wisconsin 45-yard line. We're a minute into the second quarter, 14-7, Wisconsin leading USC. Trips to the right. Branch, Ford, and Hudson. Woody Marks, the running back. Moss will read it, keep it, and he'll try to run it and dives inside the 45 on a bust there, down to the 44 or 43-yard line. And it's an awkward-looking play. They're able to get a couple of yards out of it, just shy of the 43 of Wisconsin. Second down and a little more than 13 to go.
Pretty good ball skills there by Moss, because Leon Lowry came screaming off the edge. I think he thought the running back, and he could have wrapped up the quarterback. Yep. Didn't want to hit him. Very, very interesting play.
Yeah, he just kind of froze up. Like, when in doubt, don't hit the quarterback, I guess. So. Second down and 13, slot left, slot right. Marks to the right of Miller Moss. Takes the snap, he'll give it to Marks over the left side of the line, gets wrapped up inside the 40-yard line, down to the 38 in Wisconsin territory. Kurt Neal on his back, on the back of the runner, that is. It's a third down and 8 for the Trojans. Elijah Hill's getting back in there on the defensive line for Wisconsin.
It's been a really unique game being called by USC. A lot of long down and distance, a lot of success running the football on those long downs.
Third down with Bill Peterson. There's a down lineman, movement up front, says penalty markers fly, stopping play. As the Badgers had jumped, but they blew it dead. Here comes the call.
Offside. Defense, number 7, calls in the offensive player to move. 5-yard penalty, third down.
So that's Jaheim Thomas, linebacker, over there on the edge. So now it's third down and three.
Yeah, as much as I'd like to complain about that, I did that as much as I could, too. If I saw a defensive lineman jump, I would jump. You get that free 5 yards. Wisconsin very undisciplined on snap cadence, count, jumping, giving way too many free yards to an offense from USC.
Brandon Lane getting in there as the Badgers with a late sub. He's in there for Kurt Neal as the play clock is winding down. The center judge holding up the proceedings as the play clock hits was about to hit zero. Now SC will take a timeout. That's how you get the offense to burn one. They sub, you sub. They can't snap
slow
it.
Slow jog.
Yeah.
We used to try to do that with Siragusa, with the Ravens, just to irritate the big fellas. But
we'll go ahead and take a break with 12:08 left in the first half. Wisconsin 14, USC 7. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Well, you're listening to Badger football on WRJN, but don't forget, WRJN is home to one of Wisconsin's most celebrated sports reporters, Mike Clemens. Mike has reports on the air every hour, Monday through Friday, from 6 a.m. until 7 p.m., and Mike's embedded with the Packers. You want the inside story on what's happening with the Green Bay Packers? Mike has it for you. 12 times a day, it's Mike Clemens Sports on your home for local news and timeless hits.
When I grew up, I wanted to be a director because they get to talk to everybody about everything. They get to make cool movies and dance music videos.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a defect of the immune system that affects millions. Early testing can give children a chance to dream.
And when I'm a director, I get to say, lights, camera, action.
For more information, visit the Jeffrey Modell Foundation at info4pi.org.
That's a wrap.
When it comes to local news, WRJN has been doing it right here in Racine for 97 years. And we keep that promise to you every day. Stuart J. Waddles works in the Radio Park WRJN newsroom. His first report's as early as 6 a.m. And you can find him around the clock at WRJN.com. Find him on our podcasts and on demand. WRJN for 97 years. Racine's home for local news. And now, timeless hits, too.
Wisconsin football brought to you by Construction Business Group. Operating engineers and contractors teaming up to build Wisconsin together. Learn more at join139.com. 12:08 left in the half. 14-7 Wisconsin. The Trojans are 3rd-and-3 at the Badgers 33-yard line. So tell us about that Tony Siragusa
story.
Yeah,
so I know Siragusa, RIP, but him and Sam Adams back in the Ravens heyday, we would legit just schedule it. We'd be like, all right, let's make these guys run on and off the field. And Siragusa would yell, like, what the hell are you guys doing? It's annoying because big guys don't like running. Matt, I know you're an avid marathon guy.
Oh, that's me.
They don't
want to
run.
Yeah.
But that just reminded me there, hey, if you know what, you're going to sub late. I'm not going to sprint if I'm Kurt Neal or Barton. I'm not going to sprint off the field. I'm going to take my time and force you to call a timeout. So just reminded me of the old days where you make those D linemen run. The D linemen can get you back but in the substitution game and force you to use a timeout.
I can only imagine how Tony Siragusa responded to what you guys were trying to do to him. But a story for another time. Third down and 3, SC at the Wisconsin 33-yard line. Marks the running back. Two receivers right. Kyron Hudson out wide to the left. Kate Eldridge, the tight end, wing right, breaks in motion to the right. Here's a throw to him right side. Reaches out and grabs it. Goes to the turf inside the 30, near the 27 of Wisconsin. They'll mark at the 28. Hunter Waller getting over there. That was a nice catch by Walker Lyons. I said Eldridge. That was Walker Lyons, a freshman out of Folsom, California. First down, Trojans.
Yeah, not a great throw there. It was should have been an easy pitch and catch. Threw it high outside to the right. Nice job of plucking that and picking up that first down.
First and 10, USC at the Wisconsin 28-yard line. Deuce Robinson slot left. Zachariah Branch slot right. Moss gets the shotgun snap. Badgers bring in 4. Pressured by Witt and a throw over the middle. And catching it on his knees is Woody Marks at the 24 of Wisconsin on a gain of 4. Second down and 6.
Man, I love watching what Elijah Hills is doing. He is just bullying people. Physical. That was a stunt where he just kind of ran the guard up and Witt looped inside and the right guard couldn't come off because Hills was bull rushing him, and that gave Witt a free in, get his arms up, making that throw tough for Moss.
From the 24 of Wisconsin, second down and six, pistol formation. Moss gives it to Marks, met by Elijah Hills. Jake Chaney helping out. Progress stopped at the 22-yard line. Talking to Luke Fickell about Hills this week, and they're trying to get more productivity, depth on the defensive line, and he was flat out straight up with it. Elijah Hill's going to have to be a big part of that. Man, he's living up to it.
He has been a dog today. He is just, you see his physicality. He's got the quick twitch, and it takes a little time to develop all this stuff, but you just see that natural talent. He is playing incredibly well this afternoon.
Third and four, USC at the Wisconsin 22-yard line. Two receivers left, one on the right. Snap the Moss, pressured by Hills. A throw, it's caught inside the 20-yard line to the 19. It was Jacoby Lane. Christian Allegro was right there. It's a yard short of the stick. Fourth and one, SC at the 19 of Wisconsin. 10:08 and counting left in the half, 14-7 Wisconsin. And Riley keeps the offense out there. USC has converted one fourth down attempt already in this first half of play. From the 19 of the Badgers, can Wisconsin come up with a big play defensively? Grant slot to the right, and penalty markers fly, and this could be movement up front unless it was the old disconcerting signal thing on the defensive side. Let's find out.
Nope. Ball start. Offense, number 77, 5-yard penalty, fourth down.
That's Alani Noah, the right guard, a sophomore out of Sacramento. So that changes everything as Lincoln Riley will send on the field goal team. And Michael Lance, who a few years ago kicked for the Gophers and then the last few years at Georgia Southern. This will be a 41-yard field goal try. It would be his longest at USC. His career long is 48. 41-yard try here for Lance. Right hash mark. The Lions are down. Here's the snap, the spot, and the kick is away, and the kick is good. Lance from 41 yards out as the Trojans pull to within four. And we'll go ahead and take a timeout here in L.A. Wisconsin football brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. 9:43 left in the first half. Wisconsin 14, USC 10. This is Badger football from Learfield.
LIUNA members construct Wisconsin's infrastructure, like roads, bridges, sewer and water lines, energy infrastructure, including solar and wind projects, plus on building projects like work at Camp Randall Stadium, a union with over 900 contractor partners. LIUNA Wisconsin members help meet contractors' demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce, all while earning great union wages, health care, and a pension. Feel the power of a career building Wisconsin's infrastructure as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. More info at liunawisconsin.org, liunawisconsin.org.
Fire up the grills, gather around the table, and build a bigger appetite for pork. Celebrate National Pork Month by making pork the MVP of your tailgate. Every bite of pork you and your family enjoy comes from farmers who take pride in raising a safe, high-quality, nutritious, delicious product. Learn more about how farmers are committed to raising animals the right way by visiting WPPA.org. While you're there, check out recipes and where you can source local pork. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Fans get the ultimate access to Wisconsin football this season with a Camp Randall Club membership. From exclusive experiences to unique content, Camp Randall Club gets closer to the Badgers. Learn more and join today at CampRandallClub.com. Michael Lance with a 41-yard field goal. We have 9:43 left in the first half. Wisconsin 14, USC 10.
So, Matt, I've obviously been throwing flowers at Hills because he has dominated this football game, but the play before on third down, he beat his man, the right guard, who ended up flinching and putting us in a position to force a field goal on fourth down because he's wearing out that right guard. He's physical. He's bull rushing him. And now when you're an offensive lineman, you're like, I got to take on that power. He then shifts into a quick hand slap rip, got in the backfield immediately, and I can tell you mentally that right guard's like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. And you get a little flinchy, you get a little nervous. So that drive, it ended up getting 3 points for USC. But give Elijah Hills a lot of credit for what he was able to do on that. He dominated that drive.
The transfer from Albany helped his team to the FCS semifinals a season ago. It was a 15-game season. I asked him about that. I said, how'd your body hold up? He said, you got to be, you know, you obviously have to be aware, rest and recovery, but it's the playoffs. So that's what pushed him through game 13, game 14, game 15. And he has a couple of sacks in this young season, but you know, beyond that, as Tauscher said, he has been a disruptive force in the best kind of way for this Wisconsin defense.
That bye week came at a perfect time for him.
Well, don't they all? Vinny Anthony deep for Wisconsin. Lance with the kick, and there will be no return. The Badgers will start at their 25-yard line as that kick hit the back line of the end zone.
Yeah, and I don't want to be all panicky. You know, there's 9 minutes, 43 seconds left in this half, and Wisconsin's ahead 14-10, got the punt, the muff punt, but something to watch. This time of possession is a little concerning. It's 16 minutes, 34 to 3:43. That's where this drive, I would love to see a nice 7-8-minute drive, because defensively you're asking a lot to continue to be out there and trying to make stops. It's time this offense needs to sustain something here.
Cade Iacomelli, the running back. Tyrell Henry in the receiving corps. One of three coming out wide to the right. Locke gets the snap. He'll give it to Iacomelli. Room off the left side. 25 up to the 30-yard line. Gets wrapped up and slammed back there. Across the 30 near the 31-yard line. Jalen Smith, the cornerback, up to make the tackle. Still a gain of six for Iacomelli. Second down and four for the Badgers.
Yeah, really nice job. Brunner, Nelson off the left side did a really good job of kind of securing it. Gave Iacomelli a big hole to kind of pounce through it. And nice job by USC's linebacker. Had a one-way go, a two-way go there, and he got Iacomelli to the ground.
He stays in there. Tawi Walker in the backfield gets the handoff, crashes off the left side, and just gives it to Eric Gentry and drives for the first down up to the 36-yard line. Boy, another strong run from a strong young man, Tawi Walker.
He looks fresh. I mean, that was right there. The offensive line did a really good job blocking him to the second level. And that's one of those where you come down, make that tackle the first time, you're going to question it the next time.
Pauling slot to the left. He's going to get lined up quickly. Blade Malott talking after the Alabama game. Likes it up tempo when you can. Badgers got to the line and now more methodical at their own 36, first and 10. Walker remains the running back, and Locke looking to throw, winds it up, throws it deep to the right side, and it is caught by Bryson Green. Yes, sir. Inside the 30-yard line of USC to Carlos Nicholson on the coverage, and another rainbow from Braden Locke, and this one goes to Green, first and 10 at the 29 of the Trojans. So back on the ball are the Badgers. Pauling slot left, handoff Walker up the right hash mark, churning those legs, stood up at the 26-yard line on a gain of three, second down and seven.
Yeah, I was wondering if they were going to run quick there because the catch by Green was great. He was able to adjust, make it, and he got his left foot down, no problem, but his butt went out of bounds. I wonder if they're going to go quick. Great one-on-one throw again by Locke.
Second down and seven for the SC 26-yard line. Locke throws over the middle. That's caught by Will Pauling inside the 15-yard line. Nicholson throws him down, and a dart from Locke hooking up with Pauling. First down, Wisconsin. Badgers back into the Case IH red zone. Visit caseih.com/Badgers.
Renfro, the center, did a nice little skip pull to kind of secure that off the right side, and when you do that, that linebacker has to suck up and come because he thinks that there's a run play that gave that little window to hit and pick up that first down.
From the 13 of USC, first and 10. Kekahuna slot right, breaks out wide right. Here's a throw right side, caught by Riley Nowakowski inside the 10 and squeezes through two defenders inside the 5-yard line. They'll mark at the 4 on a gain of 9. Second and 1 as the Badgers in rhythm in the second quarter.
Yeah, and it all looked like run from up here. You could see the offensive linemen just getting down and dirty, digging in, and the USC felt that pad pressure. Nowakowski just leaks out off of the right side. Locke throws a nice ball, and then a really good job of fighting for a couple extra yards run after catch.
6:42 left in the half, 14-10 Wisconsin. Second and one for the Badgers at the USC 4-yard line. Walker, the running back. Two receivers to the right. Ashcraft, the tight end, motions to the right. Handoff Walker up the middle. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Tawi Walker is in for the second time today.
Really great play call and design there by Phil Longo. Get everybody running to the right, and Walker with just a quick cut back off of the center and the left guard, and nobody there for USC. Walker walks into the end zone, giving Wisconsin a two-score lead.
20-10, Wisconsin. As the Badgers just rip it down the field, a 75-yard drive. More beautiful throws from Braden Locke. Nathaniel Vaco's off of the PAT. It is in the air, and it is good. The Ford scoring drive, 7 plays, 75 yards. Took 3 minutes and 14 seconds. 6 minutes and 29 seconds left in the first half. As we'll continue here in the booth, Wisconsin 21, USC 10. Let's go down the field. Patrick, what do you have?
Badgers are doing something right now they have not done much of, which is play with a two-score lead. In fact, instead of having to hype up the bench, the opposite is maybe what's happening right now. So Braden Locke came off the sideline very excited. And he's a pretty level-headed guy, but pretty jacked up. And Kenny Guyton, the wide receivers coach, grabbed him and said, like, gave him encouragement, great drive, great throw. He said, hey, you got to go talk to that whole team right now and remind them that this is a long game. Like, they're going well, but you've got to go be a leader right now and tell them that this is a long game. We got to stay engaged. Little different mindset right now for that Badger sideline.
Well, it is a 35-yard connection from Locke to Green at a 63-yarder for a score in the first quarter to Vinny Anthem.
Give me the juice, baby. It could always, you can always rein back in that energy and that juice. Give it to me. Give me more.
Gavin Lahm with his kick, and he rifles this
there
one at the back line of the end zone. That's more like it. A touchback and the Trojans start at their 25-yard line. Well, we talked about this Badger team's need for some big plays, and they certainly have had a few of them in this first half.
Yeah, I was just going to say, football is a heck of a lot easier when you're going to have a 39-yard completion. You get a 20-yard run. It's really difficult when it's all 2 and 3 yards, and we've seen some big plays today, and that makes USC look at things a little bit differently, and that allows you to run the football more effectively. So, you know, as we're sitting here right now from a script standpoint, we got a pick, we got a muff punt, we got big plays, and we got an 11-point lead. It's not a coincidence.
Back at Curtis in there, an inside backer along with Jaheim Thomas. Houston 10 for the Trojans. Walker Lyons tied in, motions left, comes back the other way. Miller Moss reads, keeps, throws right side. Caught by Lyons, outside the numbers, across the 30, trying to tightrope the sidelines. Ran out of room. Curtis chased him to the chalk at the 32-yard line of the near side. Gain of 7, second down and 3 for the Trojans.
And USC executed that really well. You put a lot of pressure on a defense when you do the little RPO. You got the fake hand, then you got to you get the boot, and you got to cover the little shallow underneath. All of those things, USC did a nice job executing that time.
The 32 of the Trojans, second down and 3. Marks the running back. 2 receivers right, 1 on the left. Moss will hand it to Marks. Now he'll pitch it to Zachariah Branch. Bending left, has some space. 35 up to the 40-yard line, to the 45. Austin Brown will tap him out of bounds across the 45 of the 47-yard line on the far side. So it's USC using some tricks. First and 10 for the Trojans.
Yeah, and we've said Wisconsin is being very aggressive with their edge, coming down and trying to stop that RPO game. And when you do that, you're going to get booted. You're going to get reversed to make sure you force these guys to stay home and not be as aggressive, crashing down on the quarterback and the running back.
Brandon Lane, Cade McDonald, the down lineman for Wisconsin. First and 10 SC at its own 47-yard line. Moss gets it, keeps it, works off to his right side, chased by Curtis, throws right side. That is caught by Hudson, and he gets chopped down by Ricardo Holman at the 39 of Wisconsin. Another first down for USC with 5:18 left in the half, 21-10, Wisconsin.
Yeah, Darrell Peterson was coming in, and he again had to make that read, stop the running back. Moss does a good job with the ball, kind of faking just enough to elude Peterson, stepped into that throw. Nice job there by USC.
Elijah Hills, Ben Barton come back in the defensive line for Wisconsin. Trojans back on the move. Badgers up 11 in the second quarter. Jacoby Lane slot right, loops in motion to the left from the Wisconsin 39. Little play fake. Moss pockets tight. Got away from Pius, and Moss throws one into the turf. Incomplete. Intended for Zachariah Branch. Nizer Forcurine on the coverage. Second and 10 for USC at the Wisconsin 39-yard line.
Yeah, nice job by Pius there, getting on an edge on the right tackle for USC, and is it not quite able to get Moss down, but he forced him to step up, make a throw a little earlier than he wanted. And by the way, that right guard, He's not in anymore. They brought in Talalila.
There you go.
There you go. Went to the pronunciation guide to make sure, because Hills is wore out low.
Two receivers left, two receivers right. 4:45 left in the half. 21-10, Wisconsin leads USC. Play clock is at two, at one, and they get the snap away. Moss looking, has some time, throws over the middle, caught by Lane, who got drilled, lost his helmet. You got Waller and Forkier in there, but Jacoby Lane hangs on, gives that first down signal to get the crowd riled up. Lane will come out for a play. That's some toughness from the USC receiver.
Yeah, you have to give him credit because, first off, good pressure by Peterson, a high throw, and he was sandwiched. Drilled. I think Waller is the one who drilled him. And helmet flies off. He gets up, shaking his head, does the first down. Very physical, tough play.
Hills comes out. Kurt Neal is in for the 24 of Wisconsin, first and 10. 4:25 left in the first half. Badgers up 11, USC on the move. Branch slot to the left. Shotgun snap, Moss, hand off to Jackson. Off the right side of the line, not a lot there. Gets down to the 23, maybe the 22. Jaheim Thomas and Jake Chaney are there to wrap up the freshman running back, Brian Jackson. Gain of two. They'll place it at the 22 of Wisconsin's second down for the Trojans.
Yeah, and Lowry did another good job of kind of squeezing. You got Ben Barton in there taking up space and not allowing a lot of room to run there for USC.
Gerald Peterson in. Leon Lowry comes out. Kyle Ford slot right, Branch wide to the right. Kyron Hudson out to the left, marks the running back. Branch loops in motion, right to left. Snap to Moss, looking. Pressure, ball's knocked out, it's loose. Badgers say they have it at the 25-yard line, and they do. It's Ben Barton coming up with it on another USC turnover.
Pressure off the edge. I have to see the replay to see who drilled him, but just a great job of kind of hesitating, coming from depth, and drilling Moss. Barton there to pick it up. Beautiful job by Wisconsin's defense.
I believe that was, I want to say, Austin Brown who forced that out. Brown, or let's see. Well, whatever the case, the Badgers do recover at their 24-yard line. First and 10 for the Badgers, 3:30 left in the half, 21-10 Wisconsin. Here's the handoff, Ches Malusi trying to spin out of a pile and does so for about 3 yards to the 27 of Wisconsin, second down and seven.
Yeah, I just brought that on that turnover, and now that's the third turnover. Brought pressure from depth. Boston see it, and a great job of stripping the football out of his hands. And then Ben Barton there to pounce on it to get the third turnover of the half for this Wisconsin football team.
They were crediting Leon Lowry with knocking that out. The Badgers have a second down and seven at their 27-yard line. Malusi, the running back, double wide to the right. Snap to Braden Locke. Is it to Malusi? Penalty markers fly as Malusi pries about a yard. That's it to the 28-yard line.
I think they're going to get Renfro with a hold.
Personal foul. Hands to the face. Defense number 99. 15-yard penalty for me on the run. Okay. Automatic.
We'll take that.
Absolutely.
That is the thrown right at the spot where it looked that I saw Renfro had pancaked his guy. That typically is the case, but hands to the face. You can see Wisconsin wearing, leaning on these guys that fall, you getting a lead. That's why it's so much more fun playing with a lead. Teams get a little more desperate trying to make a play, getting hands up in the face, and the ref caught it, taking a 15-yard penalty for Wisconsin.
That was on the defensive tackle, Nate Clifton. The Badgers now at their 43-yard line, 2:36 left in the half, 21-10 Wisconsin. Two receivers either side. Here's a handoff to Malusi. Made a man miss in the backfield. Off the left side across the 45-yard line. Up to the 47. That is a great run of four for Ches Malusi on a play that could have been about a minus four.
Yeah, USC brought pressure, and that's that delayed. We've seen this run a couple of times now where Locke holds it, kind of gets the wants the linebackers to drop. Well, they shot it there, and Malusi did a great job of spinning out of it, being able able to pick up three or four.
2:05, clock running left in the half. Lock lines up. We'll see if they run a play. The answer will be no. They'll get it to the two-minute timeout. So we'll continue to keep it here. 2 minutes, and the Badgers have all three of their timeouts. Keep that in mind. It's 21-10, Wisconsin. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
When life gets real, start at Kohl's, where we've lowered prices on thousands of items your family needs for whatever life brings. Kohl's, where families come first. Well, USC has committed three turnovers in this game. The Badgers lead 21-10 with 2 minutes left in the first half. Talk about those middle 8 minutes of a game. Last four of the first half, first four of the second. Big opportunity for Wisconsin here, because remember, the Badgers will receive in the second half, and off the latest SC turnover, the Badgers trying to get back on the move here.
Yeah, and I think you start looking at how this game has went. The fast start, USC scores. Wisconsin makes the big play, and that kind of settles everything down. And then USC has made some mistakes, but Wisconsin is forcing the issue as well. The interception, pressure at his face. Then you bring pressure, you get a strack, and you get the fumble recovery. And now, as you said, Matt, you get 2 minutes left. You have all your timeouts. You have everything at your disposal. You have big plays down the field. We've seen that already with Bryson Green of the big play. Obviously, Vinny Anthony with the early touchdown. And you have all of these different options, and you're running the football effectively. So everything is at your disposal right now. It is critical. Go down and get points, preferably a touchdown. But you're sitting in this position. You could not have asked for a better half of football from this Wisconsin team.
Saw Wee Walker, four carries for 30 and two touchdowns.